the June bug is kissing. That's when I'm needing you. When I see Aphrodite, I start feeling tidy. Any old time.
Hey, Snipe. Shut up. You're scaring the fish.
I wish I had a grub worm.
Oh, you're always talking about something to eat.
If these fish are biting, they must be biting themselves.
The silver serenity of the sylvan south. God's in his heaven. The drowsy earth is wrapped in thanksgiving peace.
Hey, Doc, give me a worm. Mine is exhausted.
Well, where are the little pets?
Look in Snipe's pocket.
What am I going to do with a worm in my pocket now? I've got worms in my pocket.
What's that? I knew you were a kleptomaniac, but I didn't think you'd turn worm thief. Do you want a male or a female?
That doesn't make any difference. Fish are nearsighted.
Just the sun-kissed child of nature for a sacrilege to awaken him.
Hey, I got a bite.
So have I.
Well, I'll give him plenty of snack, Jeffrey. Gently but firmly.
Here he comes. Here he comes.
Get them! Well, hey, that's an octopus.
Mama! Mama! Mama!
Bite your husband.
Where I come from, stranger, we kill men for less than that.
A spy.
Good morning, madam.
Say, you'll be court-martialed for deserting your regiment.
I'm AWOL, and I'll take the consequences.
Now my clothes is all wet.
Well, take to the oars, Hokey. The exercise will dry you up.
Yes.
Yeah, pull over there in the shade so you won't get sunburned. Ah, there's a pal for you. A girl gives him the eye, and he gives us the air.
Man is unfaithful to man for one reason only.
What?
Woman.
Yes?
Yes, he's unfaithful to woman for the same reason. Row on, Hokey. We will discuss the futility of women.
Yes, because I got to go myself right in this town. There's got one of the doggone futility.
Yes, well, you go ahead, Hokey, and we'll go into that matter later.
All right.
There used to be a little stream like this running through our plantation in Georgia. I spent hours there just watching the shadows. It does something to you inside. I don't know. Life gets all lazy and untangled. You don't have to talk to anyone but yourself. That's why I like you, Jeff. Because when I'm with you, I don't feel I have to say anything. You understand? That's what I call speaking the same language. I don't think I ever met anybody just like that before, Jeff.
What
a charming picture.
Oh, hello, Carter. You haven't met Rodman's brother, Jeffrey, have you?
Oh, I've heard about you. You flatter me.
Jeff, this is Carter Jerome.
So I gather. Far either. By the way, did you ever find that man the other night, two cars ahead?
No, but I found him now. And I'm advising him to keep out of other people's business.
Minding other people's business is the only business I have. I'm a keyhole peeper, and I open everybody's mail. And I'm always peering through old ladies' windows.
In which case you must have met with a lot of nasty accidents.
No, Mr. Jerome, you're practically the first.
Why, you...
Carter!
Get out, Tony. I'll show you.
All right, now, lead with your left.
You hobo rat.
Always hold your guard well up.
I know you're Tony's lover.
What's happened? What the devil's going on here? Are you all right, old man?
Nothing to worry about, Rodman.
What do you mean?
Rodman, it was all
Wait a minute, Tony. It was entirely my fault, Rodman. Sorry, Jerome. I lost my temper.
Carter Jerome is not only my friend, but a guest in our house. You've no more respect for your family than you have for yourself. You're a worthless, sneaking bully, and you'll never be anything else.
All right, Rodman.
Carter, old man, I wouldn't have had this happen for anything in the world. Is there anything I can do?
Well, yes. Could you dig me up a drink?
You bet I could.
To you now, Faraday. You're in love with your brother's wife. Too bad when he finds it out.
Jeffrey!
Passing by at the psychological moment, I witnessed your fistic encounter. Well, you don't seem very elated about it.
I'm not.
And yet you appeared to injure him successfully.
I'm afraid I've injured someone else a lot worse. Listen, Doc, we're getting out of here tonight.
Tonight?
Tonight.
Hey! Hey, Doc, you know that animal left a tooth in me?
Oh, I'm so sorry. However, unfortunately, I am a physician and surgeon and not a dentist.
Well, I'll keep your secret.